So the text does not allow anything to transfer from you to God and God to you by your head. But the transfer from your heart, because that from the heart reaches the heart.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
So here, the doubt was in his head. The unbelief was in his heart. So then he makes the statement, if I don't see this for myself, I won't believe. There are a lot of doubters in the church. The church is full of unbelievers that has the nerve to say, I can do all things through Christ. Where is your heart? I hear it from your lips.
Yeah.
All right.
But God is saying, where's your heart?
Yeah.
You're saying one thing, but you're believing something else.
Yeah, Lord.
How can I put my faith in you when you're saying one thing and you're believing another? Well, let's look at the case. Thomas is plagued with the doubt.
Yes, Lord.
But look what Jesus does. God, God will make a believer out of you. God will make a believer out of you. God will put you to the test. Don't try to put him to the test. He'll come back and put the test back on
you.
Lord, he will.
Anybody here know what I'm talking about?
Lord.
You try to put him to the test, he'll come back and he'll put the test on
you.
You thought you have done something big and bad, bold and beautiful. God will come back and answer you.
Yes, he will.
Watch how God does it. Watch how Jesus do it. He will make you go from a doubt to a shout. He will make you go from a doubt to a I doubt if he make it. Then he makes it. Then you go from doubting to shouting. I don't believe that we can make it happen. But God makes it come to pass, so we go from doubting to shouting. Anybody in the house really doubted God before? No fooling now. Have you doubted God before? And then God turns around within the twinkling of an eye and have you shouting all over your home because he has turned that situation totally around. You walked around your house doubting 1 minute. Now you walk around your house shouting the next minute. Don't fool me now. Has God really ever turned your doubting into shouting? And you know that he is the one who is responsible for your shout. Watch closely. Watch the text. Watch the text. Then says he. Mm-hmm. Now, that 27th verse. Now we got to go to the 26th. After 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then Jesus, the doors being locked, because they were scared. They were hiding. The door was shut, but the door was actually locked. With the doors being shut, and Jesus comes in and stand in the midst and says, "Peace be unto you." Watch closely. Let's look at the text. Watch closely. Thomas has made it with the brother. He has made this bold statement, except I see it with my own two eyes. Jesus has not yet descended unto the Father. Jesus, brothers, he's still hanging around. And here, Thomas, with them, and Jesus walks through the building. Watch closely. He walks through the shut door.
That's right.
First of all, he declares, "I am the door.
That's right.
No man come unto the Father but by
me.
I am the door."
Yes.
He walks through the shut door. If man can take a little device called car key, press the button while you in the building, and the signal go through the wall and go to your car, why Jesus can't walk through the door? Now, believe it or not, he's still walking through doors. Matter of fact, he someone walked through our door this morning. And touched you and told you it was a brand new day.
Brand new day.
He sent something to come through that house. Shake your bed. And tell you it's a brand
new day.
But now, watch closely, y'all. He, at this point, he didn't have to touch Jesus to be a believer. It's what he seen and walked through the
door.
He got to believe in before he even put his hands near Jesus. He went to believe in when Jesus you fighting for your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. That's strange.
And the Lord sends, comes through the wall and give you 15 more years.
Yes, sir.
Really, he didn't have to touch him at this point. He became a believer because he really saw. But then when he saw, Jesus says, peace be unto you.
Yeah.
Now watch closely. When he sees Jesus come through the wall, Jesus had to say, peace be unto you. Because he was about to break up something.
Yeah.
You talking about tearing up the table, the chair. You talking about turning over the building. You talking about calling the insurance company. Because there's about to be a problem up in here. I done seen Jesus come through that door. And I just got through talking trash like a drunk man. And Jesus shows up just as fast. As I said it, he stepped in.
Yeah.
Hold on. Will nobody have a chair to sit in here? I'm gonna tear up everything. Oh my God. So Jesus says, before he gets to really tear up anything, he says, peace.
Calm him down.
Got to calm him down. Jesus knew this was a mind-blowing move. Jesus knew that this was I'ma blow your mind. And every now and then, the Lord has to come and just, have you ever blown your mind? Has he really ever just blown your mind? He blows man's mind all the time. Have he ever just blow your mind? Yes, he just blew their mind. Well, the other brothers knew. Because he had blown their mind before. But Thomas, he had not blown Thomas' mind. But I promise you, he blew Thomas' mind that time. When he came through that door. Almost like when you've been bad as a child. Then the parent come through the door. Y'all ain't had that experience.
Yeah, we have too.
Parent come through the door. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You been talking your bad talk all home, mumbling under your breath. And they get tired, they come through that door. You shocked, knowing that you about to get towed out.
Already crying.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Thursday weather here in the Central City. It'll be partly cloudy, high temperature at 93, overnight low at 73. Partly cloudy conditions for Natchez, Mississippi, a high at 90 and a low overnight at 72. Pretty much the same thing for Lake Charles, partly cloudy, high at 88 and a low at 75. Again, partly cloudy for Monroe, 93 the high and 74 the low. Shreveport, checking in with partly cloudy conditions, high temperature at 92, overnight lows at 74. That's a look at your Thursday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Mountains rise and fall. Seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you.